Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Hi there, welcome to Live with Leela Singh. My name is Leela Singh, and I'm a life leadership, career, and personal branding coach. I work with career professionals, typically in the technology industry, who want to elevate their life, their career, harness their A game, and create new possibilities while showing up as the best versions of themselves. So, if you've been following some of my recent posts, you will probably be aware that I've done a little bit of a rebrand and kind of pivoted the direction of my business somewhat after the last sort of 3 to 4 years of focusing very much on personal branding and career coaching. So before I explain a little bit about that, why the changes occurred and what that means for you, for me, and for what I'll be sharing, whether it's across my lives, my podcast, and also through my content and with my clients and the work that I do, I wanted to begin by sharing a little bit of my beliefs and philosophies on life that I've gained through coaching and also working with my clients. So this will give you a bit of a feel as well for some of the upcoming content in my lives and also in my podcast. So number one, hard work is simply not enough when it comes to advancing your career. Your personal brand is your professional reputation. So you want to get out there and create a powerful personal brand. Number two, we are the creators of our own self-imposed limitations. We're the ones who hold ourselves back. Number three, we create our own reality and experiences through our lens of the world. In other words, our thoughts, our beliefs, and our subsequent actions. And therefore, we get to change that if we want to, so that we get to create a new reality and new experiences. Number four, we can do anything we set our mind to. Anything really is possible. Number five, work can be both fulfilling and fun. It's all about perspective, being open to change, taking risks, and most importantly, not just chasing the money. Why? Because otherwise, you'll find yourself spending at least a third of your life being unfulfilled, unhappy, frustrated, simply being able to pay the bills and live for your weekends. And that's what life has to be. That's not what life has to be at all. And number six, most people are playing a small game. They're living a life of average when they can, in fact, play full out and choose to live a life of extraordinary, creating possibilities and opportunities way beyond their imagination. And this is what I work with my clients to create. So, a little bit of context there, I guess, on my beliefs, my philosophies, and I guess a kind of leaning towards why I do what I do. You might have seen a post I put out yesterday, and it goes like this: conversation I was having with my coach about 2 or 3 months ago. And he said to me, "You are an A-class coach playing a C game." And yeah, it hurt. It hurt to hear that. And my coach is someone I've known for a number of years, both at a level of friends as well as professionally, and now as my coach. And as my coach, he was being honest and giving me his perspective on what he was seeing and hearing from me, which is what a good coach does, based on his years of knowing me. And it was a wake-up call for me. So I took a bit of time to step away from that and really review and reflect upon what I was doing, why I was doing it, upon the results I was getting with my clients and the impact for them, their experiences of working with me. And I realized that, yeah, he was right. I had been playing way too small in my space. and therefore limiting the number of clients that I can help, that I could work with. Why? Because I've been positioning myself for many years now as a personal brand and career coach, yet the results and the impact my clients experience goes way, way beyond this. And so that's why I'm now looking to broaden the area that I focus on and what I look to deem as life leadership. So looking at the bigger picture. And yes, the career might come into that, your personal brand might still be relevant for you in that space, but actually it's about the bigger wins. It's about creating an impact across all areas of your life, because that's the impact that a number of my clients have been having. And just to share that with you, to give you an example, I share some quotes from testimonials and feedback I have received from my clients. So just sharing them up below there for you to read. So a structured holistic program. It's an essence of our completeness, our fulfillment. Leela was my fully trusted partner. Now this client came to me purely and simply because he was completely unhappy in his job. He was getting burnt out. He was incredibly stressed. It was impacting every area of his life. And by working with me, not only did he secure a new role, a new organization, new industry for him, he's so much happier and fulfilled. He's created more balance in his life. But the impact, as he says, has been holistic. It's not just been about his career and his personal brand. And that's the point I want to share here, is that it isn't just about solving a problem when we do coaching or when we have coaching. It's about I coach you as the individual, and therefore the shifts that you experience on your perspective, on your outlooks and so forth, have an impact across every area of your life, not just your career or your personal brand. Another extract here from a testimonial: life-changing professionally and personally, life-changing. So not, again, not just about career. Whilst this client also came to me because he'd taken redundancy and was now looking to move to something different, but he was prepared to also take the time out to slow down and really look at what he wanted next and not just rush in to getting the next job offer that was put in front of him, which I think is so, so important, because the amount of people I see do that and then they're very unhappy and then they end up staying because they can't be able to look again, or they just stay, tolerate it and put up with it when they don't need to, or they leave within a matter of months. So it's important to take your time and really understand what it is that's important to you and what it is you're looking for in your next role, what it is that lights you up. And that's some of the work that I did with this client. Yet his results, again, as he said, was life-changing. He realized his full potential and more, and as he navigated his way through his work, his life, and also world challenges, which at the time were the pandemic when we went into lockdown. And then here is the final one I'll share with you, which is from another client that says, "Then I realized the best investment is in yourself." Just to give context, what he said prior to that was he didn't really understand why people had coaches, but then working with me and realized it was the best investment in himself. He had phenomenal results in his career, advanced his career. He had a promotion, almost a 50% pay rise, which they said was unheard of in his organization, about 40%, just under 40% in bonuses. And a big part of that was in the first 6 months of working with me. And also he wanted more visibility in the organization. He felt like he spent so many years just working hard, but being in the background and not getting the recognition. And through building his personal brand, his confidence and so forth, it had a massive impact on his career. But again, not only that, it impacted his self-awareness, his value, recognizing his self-worth and his value and what he brought to the table, not just in his career, but in his life. It impacted his work-life balance significantly, from being almost burnt out and constantly stressed to now having a much more calmer, you know, probably a 40-hour week. With, you know, of course, there's exceptional days when he might have to work later, but he doesn't have to work weekends anymore. And so much has shifted for him. And, you know, he talks about emotional intelligence, his mindset. And one of the things he shared was how through working with me, he'd become a lot more, he used the word mature, so more mature in his emotions and the way that he looked at things, which meant that when situations arose, both personally and professionally, he would handle them very differently to the way he would have handled them perhaps prior to working with me. So that's just a feel of the impact that my clients have been having, which I guess I've been kind of overlooking for a bit. And so I've just been focusing on, in terms of my messaging and talking about how I can help you with your career and your personal brand, when in reality, there is so much more impact and change that you get to experience through coaching. And so I wanted to share a little bit today about kind of what I do, why I do it, how I've ended up here, because it's something I haven't done for a long, long time on one of these lives. And so I guess, as I said, you know, I've reflected on the conversations with my coach and also the results that my clients have been experiencing, and recognize that, you know, I've had a career of 25 years, both across finance and sales. A lot of that was in a technology industry. And a big part of that was in sales, so building relationships. And the thing with all of that is that it's not only about drawing upon my career experience, but I've also invested heavily, and I mean heavily financially, with my time, my energy, in my own personal growth, development, in my education, my training, do a lot of inner work on myself. And for me, I believe, and I kind of realized this very early on when I decided I wanted to become a coach, the best coaches are the ones who've done the work on themselves. They've really invested on looking within themselves, dealing with all the shit that shows up, right? So the beliefs, the limitations that we put on ourselves, all the things that hold us back, and the judgments and the things that we carry around with us, because we all, everyone does it, right? But as a coach, to be able to serve your client at the highest level, it's really important to let go of all of that. And that requires having the courage to do a lot of the inner work, which is a bit like peeling the layers of the onion, because there's always stuff that will come up and you keep having to really work through and understand it, so that when you show up for your clients, you show up with no judgment, with a really safe space, a safe container for your client to be able to be, to open up, to be vulnerable, to share openly. And that's really key to getting good results. So for me, doing all of that inner work, as well as the training, the education, the accreditations, is really, really important. And I bring that along with the practical experience I've had throughout my career in a various roles that I've had. So I'm drawing upon that. And what I do with that is I get to coach, mentor, and support my clients. So some of the ways that I do that is, for example, through helping to gain clarity on what it is they really want to do, so that they create an overall vision of where they're heading. Because oftentimes, if we haven't done that, we haven't stopped to do that, we kind of find ourselves just, you know, Groundhog Day, repeating the same thing over and over. And then every kind of, we get to the end of the year and maybe, oh, nothing's changed. We have kind of ideas about things changing and maybe create some resolutions. And as most of you probably know, you know, by end of January, a significant proportion of people have given up on their resolutions. So how do you sustain, how do you keep that vision going so you get to actually create it in your reality? And the first part of that is gaining clarity on what it is you really want, what's important to you. So that's one area that I look at with clients. The other thing is I support them in being open to new insights, to new perspectives, which by doing so get them to open their eyes to new possibilities, and how easy it is to create positive change in all areas of their life. Because like I said, it's not about coaching the problem, it's about coaching the individual. And when we do that, oftentimes what happens, the perspective shifts, the way that we look at things through our lens shifts. And by that happening, it means the world around us changes in a more positive way. Letting go of the stories that we carry, and I talk about this quite a lot, but we have a lot of stories we carry around with us, the beliefs, the self-imposed limitations, and they often hold us back. And that is what prevents us from maximizing our potential, both in life and in our business, in our careers, is the limitations that we put on ourselves, often with without realizing. A lot of it is subconscious. We don't even realize we're carrying that around. Another area that I look at is elevating performance, your visibility, and your memorability with the people that matter, so that you can accelerate your career, you can stand out, be more visible, and then obtain the recognition that you deserve. And I gave an example earlier of one of my clients who's done that so, so well. And also developing emotional intelligence, your self-awareness. Self-awareness is one thing I always talk about. It's so, so important to work on and continue to develop, to the extent that you get to create new and improved experiences for yourself. And there's so, so much more. That's just an example of it. So I'm now looking to expand my programs to encompass a more holistic approach to what we can create together through both personal and professional development. So this would impact both your career, so your work life, as well as the other areas of your life. Because here's the thing, we cannot compartmentalize areas of our life. And by the way, I used to believe that we could. I used to believe that, well, this was work, this was relationships, this was family, and so forth. That's not how life works, because how we do one thing is how we do everything. What's going on in one area of our life can directly influence other areas of our life. Actually, that reminds me of a client I had a couple of years ago. And again, she came to me for help with her career and to move up from a CFO to a CTO. And she was, she achieved what she wanted with her career, but actually one of the biggest, transformations for her was the fact that within the first couple of sessions of working with her, her whole relationship dynamic with her mother changed, and actually other people in her family, which wasn't great prior to working with me. But through the coaching and realizing some of the stories and the limitations she had created, it wasn't serving her. And by dealing with that, addressing it and overcoming it and moving forward, it directly influenced what was happening for her at work. So that's what I mean when I say how we do one thing is how we do everything. It all influences all the areas of our life. And so as a coach, I'm not coaching the problem, I'm coaching the individual. And this is the, I guess, the immersive transformational process that we go through. And as you've seen from some of the testimonials, the impact is profound, it's life-changing. And for me, having been on the receiving end of coaching now for a number of years, I've recognized that anything truly is possible. We get to create the life that we really want. And for me, that's about life leadership. It's about leading your own life, so taking responsibility, taking control for the life that you want to live. And for me, when I say life leadership, is about creating a life of choice, of freedom, and of new possibilities. So that's a lot of the work that I'm going to be doing going forward. And my podcast is also shifting its alignment as well. Sorry, I have a fan on here to keep me cool, and my papers are flying everywhere. Bear with me. I've got the podcast. I'm relaunching the podcast. So all of the old episodes, the former episodes, will still be available to listen to. I wouldn't get rid of those because they are incredibly valuable. A lot of them are interviews with amazing leaders within the tech industry who have kindly taken time to share their stories, their challenges, their learnings, insights with us. So all of that is still available on the podcast. And I will still continue to interview amazing individuals like that to have them share with us, you know, and show us again what is possible. The lives will also continue to be a combination of occasional interviews where I feel there's topics that are relevant, that can benefit you, and also a lot of sharing around topics and areas that I frequently experience within coaching my clients. So of course, confidentiality will be maintained, but in terms of the kind of the topics that come up and the problems, believe me, when we think we have a problem that no one else has, most people are experiencing exactly the same thing. And so a lot of these lives going forward, I will be addressing that. And I've done some previously as well, where we take one particular topic and I share and discuss about that and how you can deal with it and help to overcome or get past it. So broadly speaking, we'll still be focusing on aspects of career advancement. Again, of course, personal branding. So I'll still continue to draw upon my framework, the unique personal brand blueprint and the six pillars of that, to talk about that and share ideas and strategies of what you can do to build your personal brand. Because my perspective, I guess, on personal branding is very much about you as the person and how you show up in person. There's different facets of personal branding, and a lot of people tend to talk about one of the facets around your online presence and how you come across on social media and your LinkedIn profile and all of that. But for me, it's more important to work on yourself and how you show up in person, your brand identity, what you stand for, what you want to be known for, you know, owning a winning mindset. How do you do that? How can you work on developing that in your self-awareness? You know, the presence, the way that you carry yourself, does that come across as you having that inner confidence? You know, so for me, it's about the person, and we'll still look at areas of that. And as I said, I will continue to interview IG and career professionals who have something to say, who've got a point of view, and who've got a great story to share of their career journey to show you what is possible in the workplace. So just as a little bit of context and background then, like, how have I ended up here? Why do I do what I do? And for those of you who've not heard me speak about this before, who don't know me at all, you know, I have, as I said, a 25-year career across finance and sales. So I embarked on my career as an accountant. I qualified and spent about 6 years in various finance roles. And whilst I was challenged and I enjoyed it, I always thought there was something more. And so eventually, it was twofold. One was wanting more, to just explore and try something different. But also, I'd had my finance director at the time tell me, we had a conversation, and he said to me, "Leela, you know, when we interviewed you, you shared your aspirations for your career." And he said, "You know, you've been a great hire for the organization, but the problem is you're going to struggle to achieve what you want. Why? Because people don't know who you are and what you're about, the value that you bring to the table, because you're too quiet. You keep yourself hidden, you know, you keep your head down, you work really hard, you do a great job, but actually unless people know about you and the value that you bring, you are going to struggle to move up the career ladder." And initially it was sound advice, but I didn't know what to do with that because I was incredibly shy. I lacked self-confidence, self-esteem, you know, I felt that everyone around me was so much better than me and cleverer than me. I didn't really have any solid evidence of any of this. It was just a story in my head that I had created for whatever reason. And so when I started thinking about wanting more, I actually then decided that I was going to move into financial recruitment, which, as you can imagine, is very, very different. It's a sales role. It's people facing, you know, you're dealing with senior finance people, helping them to address their recruitment challenges and so forth. And I thought, no, I'm going to do this. And at the time that I made that decision, I took a 50% pay cut to do so. My manager at the time in finance was horrified. He was pretty convinced I would come back to the role. He said he'd keep it open for a while because he figured I'd change my mind and come back, which I never did. So I took a 50% pay cut. I also, within the matter of those couple of months of handing in my notice and moving into the new role, my mum, who was perfectly fit and healthy, suddenly got diagnosed with cancer, with multiple myeloma, which is bone marrow cancer. But as a consequence of that, she became paralyzed overnight from the waist down. So she was in a wheelchair. And so this was tragic, it was devastating, and it was massive change for both my mum and for myself and my dad taking care of her. So there was changes, there was new responsibilities in managing that situation and taking care of my mum. And by the way, on the day we found out about my mum's illness, was the day that I was picking up my keys for my first new home. So all of this happened within a matter of days. And the easy thing to have done is to actually just said, you know what, I'm going to stay in the same job because I'm familiar with it. I kind of know what I'm doing and there's so much else going on. I was about to move out to a new place. Now my mum has become terminally ill and so forth. So there was a lot going on. But I carried on. So I dealt with everything. You know, I kind of slowed down the move out of home because obviously I need to take care of my mum when she came out of hospital. But I had a mortgage now and I'd taken on a role with a lot less money. And I figured I'd make it work. So that was a huge risk that I took. It was a significant change and it took me so far out of my comfort zone, remembering that I was really, really shy and I did lack the confidence in myself. And now I had to get over that to be able to do my job well, to be able to pay this new mortgage I'd taken on. And so I did it. And that showed me, the biggest learning from that is that we never know what we're truly capable of unless we actually take that step out of our comfort zone. We try something new, we do something different. So that was really huge. And it was successful. I did really well. I was one of the highest billers in the first year. I loved what I was doing. It elevated my confidence from here to here, which was the biggest thing I could have wanted. That wasn't really the intention, but that was the result, the consequence. And that made a huge difference to the rest of my career and the impact of what I did, how I did it, how I showed up, and the results that I achieved as a consequence of all of that. So, you know, I did get challenged at the time, as I'm sure if you've ever tried to do something different or against the norm, people would question you and challenge you. It's like, what do you think you're doing? Are you really sure? Can you do this? And I was like, well, what's the worst that can happen? If it doesn't work out, I can go back to accountancy. Fortunately, it did work out. I did really, really well. And it, like I said, it was, the impact was both personal and professional. It wasn't just about, okay, you know, I kept the job and they didn't sack me. It was actually, I got so, so much out of it, more than I could have imagined. And that was because I took that risk. I had the courage to take that step, even with everything I was dealing with at the time. And it worked out. And I remember someone once saying to me very early on in my career is that we can do anything we put our minds to. And that was what I kept reminding myself. If I put my mind to this, I can do it. And so fast forward a couple of years, I then took an opportunity at a company called Electronic Data Systems, EDS, as it was then, which was at the time the second largest IT outsourcing company. I will say that was the best time of my career. It was the most fun. It was the most challenging. It created amazing opportunities for me. And the role I went into was corporate finance in treasury. So again, something very, very new for me, another new challenge. But I stepped up to it. I asked questions. I asked for help. Something I come across often is people being fearful of asking for help, even when they've just started in a new company. And the thing I'd say here is never feel that you should know everything. You don't need to know everything. Why would you? We're always learning. You go into a new company, things are going to be done differently. So even if you're doing the same kind of role, this company or this team would do it differently from the last place. So please don't be fearful of asking for help, because that will help you to move forward so much faster. And so for me, it was, again, great experience. And then Hewlett-Packard acquired EDS about 6 or 7 years in. I then moved into what was a treasury function role, a different treasury role to what I had been doing for about 15 months in treasury management. And then moved into sales exec role after that. So I spent about 9 years as a sales exec. And again, the reason for me that that was so important that I achieved what I did was because if you'd asked me very early on in my career if I'd ever work in sales, absolutely. I remember having the conversation with someone. I said, there's no way I'd work in sales. Again, because I didn't feel I had the confidence or the ability to speak to people. And so reflecting on all of that is what drew me towards personal branding, because again, referencing back how we show up in the workplace and how we communicate and how we behave and having that brand identity that you create for yourself can really propel you forward, not instead of, but as well as obviously the hard work and the commitment to what you're doing, but the personal branding aspect, so all the soft skills and, you know, the self-awareness, the mindset, can make such a difference to how you move forward in your career as well. So that's really, really important. And that's where I then started to really focus on personal branding when I then left my career in at the end of 2018. So a lot has happened, a lot has changed over the years for me. And in 2013, so 13 years later, my mum sadly passed away. And that was when I started to really look at what I was doing with my life. And whilst I loved the sales role that I had at HP, I also, again, felt like, well, there's more, I want more. And this is when I really immersed myself in my personal growth and development. And I studied neuro-linguistic programming and hypnotherapy. And that for me was immense because the breakthroughs I experienced were out of this world. And it really showed me that anything truly is possible. We can create massive shifts in our own lives by really taking control and working on ourselves. And looking at the patterns and the beliefs and the stories that we create that do hold us back. And I wanted to be able to share that with more people and show other people what is possible. So that was what led me then to pursue coaching. So I did my training, accreditations as a coach. I also recognized I needed to be able to speak in like a public setting. And I then trained to become a professional speaker and also then mentored for the academy for about 7 years. So helping hundreds of people through the academy as a speaker mentor, something I'm really passionate about as well. So that's a bit of my journey and my story to bring me to today and on why I do what I do. You know, I published my first book back in 2015. So that was while I was still at Hewlett-Packard, called Success Redefined. And I'd created a framework of steps for you to work through to really look at yourself and redefine what is success for you? What does it really mean? And here's some steps to create that success that you want. And I also was fortunate to become a TEDx speaker about 3 years ago as well, where I shared a talk on the importance of being able to show up, speak up and step up in an organization to create that visibility, the memorability in people's minds. So, you know, everything aligns back to kind of being able to kind of control your life and not control is probably the wrong word, but be able to influence it and have some direction as to where you're going, but also the things that you want to be able to consider and to work on and develop to help you to get there. So as I said, personal branding, career coaching is what I've been doing for the last 3 to 4 years. And I will continue to do that where clients are looking for support in that area. I will happily still coach and support them with that. But my core signature program is going to be a lot bigger than that. As I said, it's all about life leadership, and that's about elevating your performance, maximizing your potential and creating new possibilities. So that's a little bit of my story as to where I am today, how I got here, why I do what I do. And as I said, if you have any questions or you'd like to have a conversation with me, then do please DM me here on LinkedIn, on Facebook, reach out to me. I'm more than happy to have a conversation with you. So until next time, I would like to thank you for joining me today, and do reach out, do connect with me here on LinkedIn if you aren't already connected with me. And remember to elevate your performance to maximize your potential and to create new possibilities by showing up as the best version of you. Enjoy the rest of the week. Take care, and I will see you soon. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.